Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, Pope Francis made a comment about, quote-unquote, the Virgin Mary, which was false, and it is important for you to understand. I'd like to take the opportunity today to explain to you what the biblical truth is in regards to what he falsely claimed. Let me first of all read to you from an article by Breitbart dated March 29, saying the following. The evil one is taking advantage of the crisis, talking about the pandemic, the coronavirus crisis. So the evil one, Pope Francis said, is taking advantage of the crisis to disseminate distrust, desperation, and discord. And us, what should we do? The one who shows us is the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, who is also his first disciple. She followed her son. She took upon herself her own portion of suffering, of darkness, of confusion, and she walked the way of the Passion, keeping the lamp of faith lit in her heart. Now, why is it critical to understand that, quote-unquote, the Virgin Mary was not Christ's first disciple? In passing, she didn't stay a virgin anyway, because she also had sons and daughters after Christ was born. We have prepared a free booklet, Jesus Christ, a Great Mystery. And in this booklet, we, amongst many other things, also talk about Christ's relatives in part 3. And I'd like to read to you some excerpts from this chapter. It is headlined, Jesus' relatives were not initially converted. We read in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother? And who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. In the parallel scripture, in the third chapter of the book of Mark, we are given an additional detail to show why Christ's mother and his brothers came to, quote-unquote, speak with him. We read in verse 21, but when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. Verse 31 continues, then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. But how could Mary have doubted in Christ? How could she have thought that Christ had gone mad? After all, she had received a special revelation from an angel of God. How could she have ended up not believing in Christ? There were things regarding Jesus that she clearly did not understand, and neither did Joseph. We read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19 that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Later, in Luke chapter 2 and verse 33, we are told that Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Subsequently, they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart. Luke 2 verses 50 to 51. They didn't understand what role Jesus had to fulfill, and when he later acted in a way that Mary had not anticipated, she thought he had gone mad. Don't we sometimes have doubts too about what God is doing in our life, especially when things don't go the way we would like? But then we also later on say in our booklet that Christ's relatives became converted after his resurrection, not before. After his resurrection, we say we do read something remarkable about Mary and Christ's brothers after his resurrection in Acts chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And when they, the apostles, had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. By this time, Mary and Christ's brothers were counted as Christ's disciples. Mary and her sons became influential members of the early New Testament church. They eventually died too and were buried, and they wait in their graves with all the other dead Christians for the resurrection to eternal life. They are not in heaven. Neither Mary nor any of Christ's disciples were resurrected after they died. Only Christ himself was resurrected as a spirit being and ascended to heaven. Mary did not ascend to heaven, not in a bodily form, not otherwise. And she does not sit next to Christ to mediate between us and him or God the Father. That concept is derived from paganism, and it is totally without any biblical foundation. In fact, it contradicts God's revelation that Christ is the only mediator between all of mankind and God. The Assyrians, the Babylonians, believed in a queen of heaven to whom they could pray. But God condemns this practice in the book of Jeremiah, compare Jeremiah 7 verse 18, and in other places. We don't need any mediator between us and Christ. Rather, we can pray directly to the Father, with Christ as our mediator. He is the one who represents us before God because, having lived as a human being, he is well acquainted with our shortcomings and our struggles. And having died as a human being, he became the perfect sacrifice for our sins. There is a lot more which we are talking about in our free booklet, Jesus Christ, the Great Mystery. We are talking about many concepts about Jesus, concepts which are totally misunderstood by professing nominal Christianity. Also, we have a free booklet prepared about prayer. Teach us to pray. And you should have a copy of that free booklet as well, because it shows you how to pray and how not to pray. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Ling for the Standing Watch program.